of what a Dreams back office looks like if you don't have one, or if you do have one, how you can use these reports for action, how you can make money, make your business more efficient, use less time, make more money using technology. So like I say, not all the data is in there, but enough that you'll certainly be able to see all the reports I want to feature tonight. So one more time, the website you're going to want to go to is Dev, D-E-V, like David Edward Victor, devbackoffice.azurewebsites.net. That's D-E-V, backoffice, dot, Azure, A-Z-U-R-E, websites, plural, dot net. One more time, D-E-V, B-A-C-K-O-F-F-I-C-E, dot, A-Z-U-R-E, W-E-B-S-I-T-E-S, dot net. And when you get there, the username is Field Demo, F-I-E-L-D-D-E-M-O, no spaces, Field, the word Field Demo, F-I-E-L-D-D-E-M-O, and then the password is Demo. So hopefully you're seeing what I'm seeing, which is a dashboard on the left-hand side that says April 2015 and a bunch of information in a box. And then in the middle, you see something that says this month versus last month and a bunch of information in a box and then rank advancement. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on four different activities. The first is the leading edge of your business, the new activity that's occurring in your business. And that's always really important no matter what rank you are, no matter what rank you're looking for. You want to be talking to people who have just joined your business. And as your business starts to get bigger, many people will start joining your business that you never even met before. And where you're going to find those people is the sixth box. So there's one, two, three across. And then as you scroll down, there's another one, two, three. And on that right-hand box, you're going to see your newest distributors. And the first person is Enrique Pomeroy. The next person is Catherine Satin. The next person is Guillermo Cassell. And what we're going to do, rather than click on those individuals, is we're going to see the full report. And the way you see the full report is the green bar underneath that box that says View Newest Distributors. And so when you click on View Newest Distributors, you're going to see a report that is a new distributors list. And our friend Enrique Pomeroy, who is right at the box, at the top of the box, sure enough, he's at the top of the box. And then Catherine Staten, and then Guillermo Cassell. So you can see all of your different brand new people coming into your business. Importantly, you can see whether they're PLC members or not, nice and clearly. So that's going to give you a hint as to, you know, who you want to talk to, who you don't want to talk to, or what your conversation might be about as you start to talk to people. So Enrique Pomeroy is a PLC member, and let's go ahead and if you click on either his name or the ID number, either way, you're going to get his customer details. And the first thing that pops up when you hit Enrique's name or his ID is a little tab that says orders. And you're going to be able to see that the total of his first order was $933.35 and 689 BV. So this is somebody who just joined your business that spent nearly $1,000. That's a PLC member. You can even click on the order. There's a little green number there, 568685. When you click on the number, it's going to pull up exactly what Enrique purchased. And you can see all the level of detail so that you can know that Enrique, the second line there, says he bought a Platinum Transformation and Continuation Enrollment Pack. So he's ready to go. He's got his product for this 10 days plus some more products. He's got a bunch of gift cards, 50 gift cards, and he's got some other stuff that he's ready to go. So you can close that box, hit the little X on that tab, and you can learn more about Enrique. Right now the tab called Orders is pulled up, but if you look all the way to the right of that, there's something called Upline. And if you click on Upline, you can see who Enrique's upline is. And Enrique's upline, it's going to tell you, you know, who are the people that are in between you and Enrique. And in this case, we logged in as Miranda McKenzie. So, you know, we may want to give Carly Spradlin a call and say, hey, congratulations on enrolling Enrique. He looks like a superstar, nearly spent $1,000, got in with a platinum pack. You know, looks like you're rolling. Tell me more about Enrique. You might choose to contact Carly, or you might choose to contact Enrique himself. And you've got his phone number. You've got his email address. And what you're going to do is you're going to tell Enrique, or Carly's going to tell Enrique, you're going to want to go to that Fast Start training, that up on the top part of the, when you log into your own back office there, Enrique, there's a whole tab called Fast Start, and that's going to give you the information you need, the videos and the Fast Start guides for you to be successful. And so you can start to see how it's very easy to take action, because you can see all of the people that have just joined your business all in a row, and it's got the start date. So you can see, you know, this person's got a little bit bigger of a business, and so on 4/20, you know, they had, you know, eight or 10 people who enrolled in their business, but you can see the level as well, and you may say, you know what, my business is big enough. I don't want to talk to every single new person. This is just too many people for me to talk to. I only want to talk to people within my first three levels. And so it's really easy with this new back office to be able to do that. If you see the word level and you see the little funnel next to level, then you click on it and you can show items with a value. And if you go down to is less than or equal to, and then you can just type in the number 3, or you can use the arrows to get to the number 3 and then hit filter. These are going to be all the people in the order that they signed up within your first three levels. So hopefully you're looking at your new distributor list every day if you're an active person who's got a nice-sized business. But you know, you may be very part-time. You might only be able to really check your back office a couple of times a week. And so if you can only check your back office a couple times a week, checking out your new distributors is really important. Sorting, you know, the number of levels you want to look at helps you to refine that search. So you can see here that on 4/20 you had one person, Toby Odom, who enrolled in your business. Leon Weaver on your second level enrolled a couple of days ago. Young Bradbury, you know, so you can go down and you can see that within the last week or so, maybe a dozen people signed up within your first three levels. And so from an action-oriented standpoint, not from a, oh, that's interesting standpoint, but from an action-oriented standpoint, here are all these people within your first three levels of your business that you can talk to directly, say hello, and this person that we've logged in as is a red diamond. Imagine you're a brand new person coming into the business, and within a day or two or three, you're getting a phone call, you're getting a text message, you're getting an email from somebody who's a red diamond in your business, and saying, you know, hey, I want to welcome you. Congratulations on being a PLC member. Or maybe they're not a PLC member. You know, I really recommend you get a PLC order. Let me explain to you the benefits of how you can save going forward. And I recommend you do that Fast Start training. You know, what can I do for you? How can I help? And this is a way to get more and more people started fast. And as you can imagine, the more people we have looking at this Streams platform, the more new people feel welcome, the better success that we have as a team. And just to give you a sneak preview, you know, we also have some of this information on our phone app. The phone app has something called a rookie report, which gives pretty much the same information, although it's nice to be able to be on your phone and be able to hit, you know, contact, because you can text them right from your phone. But as a sneak preview, the next report we're putting on the phone app is called the Transformer Report, and that Transformer Report will show you all of the people who have purchased a transformation. And it'll be in order of when they purchased that transformation. So you can see people the 5 days before they purchased the transformation, the 10 days, or not before they purchased it, but before they started taking the transformation, because it usually takes a few days for the products to get to somebody. Then, you know, the approximate 10 days while they're doing the transformation, and then the 10 days after the transformation. And so by having this Transformer Report, which is something we'll have before convention, you'll be able to manage all of your transformers as well. So we want to provide you information to take action with your new members, to take action with your transformers, and to make sure that you're working on the leading edge of your business, contacting to new people, making them feel welcome and making sure they know that they have a game plan of what to do and how to be successful. So that's the first piece of activity that we want to talk about is new activity, leading edge activity. If you click the little home button on the top left part in the green bar there, that'll take you back to the home page. It'll take you back to the boxes, you know, on the front page, or you can click the Perium logo as well. That'll take you back there also. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on this call. And this is just a little test database in a different part of our normal server. So it may take a second before everybody gets to that front page. So I'll take a second to make sure that you get back to that front page, which is where the boxes are, because the next thing we're going to talk about is driving volume. We want to know who's working, who's not, whose business is growing, who's not, who can we help, and you know, who can we learn from? Because the people whose business is growing, they may have some fantastic new ideas and things you want to share with other people. The people whose business is down, they might need some support. And where you're going to find that is in the second box called This Month versus Last Month. So the way that the system works, the homepage shows you kind of a snapshot of the top level. And this month versus last month, you can see last month at this time, our business was at 65,224 in volume. And this month, we're at 91,172. So we're up over 25,000 points, which is fantastic. And if we look in our downline just below there, we can see that 210 people have had an increase in volume, 186 have had a decrease, and 158 have had no change. And so these facts and figures are updated on like every few minutes. Exactly this time last month versus exactly this time this month, it gives you a sense of where you're at. And I know if you have a larger business, that number, that difference number is something that's really important that you're probably looking at a regular basis. And just so you know, we're going to be putting that number on your phone app as well, which is that encouragement for you to be checking your business on a regular basis and seeing whether it's up or whether it's down. So it's kind of almost like a fun game to see, hey, I'm competing against myself. I'm seeing if I'm doing better this month versus last month. That's kind of the fun part, but let's go and see what's really happening. And what you can do is click on the green bar below that says View Full Group Volume. That's where you get the details of all these boxes, is the green bar below. And when you click View Full Group Volume, you're going to see a report, and it's actually sorted. The standard sort is by the lowest level to the highest level, and that's something we'll probably change here. But that's the way it pulls up. But what I want you to do is go across to the last column that says difference. So this is going to show you the difference between last month versus this month for all of your people in your downline. And if you click difference once, it's going to show these negative red numbers. So these are the people whose business is down. So we see at the top of our list there that our friend Lance Soto, who's on our third level, Lance's business is down 3,925 points this month. And we've got his email right there. We got his phone number right there. Or we can click on him or his ID number, and then over to the right-hand side, we can click on Upline, and we can even see who are the people in between us. We're Miranda McKenzie and Lance, and see maybe if there's somebody else who can help Lance if we don't have the time or the relationship to help. But boy, Lance probably needs a little bit of help, or we need to figure out what's going on. You know, then we've got Milagros Romine, we've got Cindy France, Estrella Jester, Lucy, all of these people are people whose business is down. But if we click on the difference button again, we get good news, which is there we are, Miranda McKenzie. We're up over 25,000 points. But our superstars are Rosanna Harvey and Armando Eves and Cornelius Frost. So all of these people, their business is up. And so, again, what we want to do is find out what they're doing, you know, contact them, see what activities or events they've got going on, learn from them, so recognize them. So what we want to do is drive the volume with our winners. We want to work with our winners, but we also want to make sure and support the people whose business is down, because maybe there are two or three people that have become inactive between, you know, the people whose business is down and you. And maybe they're not getting the support they need. Maybe they're a superstar in the making, but their business is down because they're not getting support that they need. So this full group volume report that shows the difference between who's growing and who's not is really, really helpful. And we have another report on our phone app called Rising Stars, and our Rising Stars app shows all new consultants within the first 4 months of your business. So it's another way to look at the same information to see whose business is growing, whose business is not growing, who I should be working with. And over and over and over again, I know that people fall into the easy people to talk to. I know myself, I do that too. Hey, I've got a handful of people I talk to on a regular basis, and they're easy to talk to. But you know what? The people who might be needing me the most, maybe it's these people whose businesses are up or whose businesses are down that I'm not talking to on a regular basis, and I'm sure you're that way as well. Now, the sister report to this is actually not on the home page, but at the very top green bar, there's a word called organization. And if you, that's where most of your major downline viewing reports are. And if you look under organization, the fourth report from the bottom is called downline enrollments. So just like you can drive volume and see whose volume is up or down, if you click on downline enrollments, it's almost the exact same report, except it's showing the difference between whose recruiting is up the most and whose recruiting is down the most. So it pulls up, actually this time it pulls up by level, but if you click on that difference button, it's going to show you whose business is up or down. Now, we got to change the colors on this report because it shows the minuses as green and the minuses should be red. But if you click on it a second time, it shows the red numbers that are the positives. They have no minus sign. So in this case, if you click on that difference button twice, you should see Alita Wiener, who has 7 more people that she's enrolled this month. Last month at this time, on the 21st of the month, she'd only enrolled 1 person. Wow, this month she's already enrolled 8. Cornell Batten, last month he enrolled 0. Could very well be a brand new person, may not have even been in the business last month. He's enrolled 6 people this month. Millie Sear, she's enrolled 5 people this month. So you can start to see, wow, here are some of the top enrollers, the movers and shakers in my business. I need to get to know these people. These are the people that I want to work with. These are the people I want to talk to. These are the people that are driving activity. And again, you know, this is information we never had before, and this is information that if you're not a Dreams Platform member, you don't have. So you're not going to be able to know who's driving your business, whose volume's up, whose volume's down, whose enrollments are up, whose enrollments are down. So this is really going to help you to build your business. And even if you're a consultant or a director or an executive, if you start the right habits and you teach people the right habits, as their business grows, they'll be very familiar with these reports, just like you'll be familiar with these reports, and you'll be able to see what's going on in your business, but more importantly, take action on what's going on in your business. So I'm going to go through 2 other important concepts. We went through new activity, leading edge activity. We went through who's driving the volume, who's working, who's driving the enrollment. And now we're going to go back to that home page, click on the home button or the little logo in the upper left, and we're going to find out about rank advancements. Here we are at the end of the month. It's harvest time, and we just have backup orders run, and we're going to start to get a clearer picture of where we are and where our people are and who we need to work with to help them to get to the next ranks. So first we want to see where we are. And the easiest place to see where we are is the third box called rank advancement. And you can see that our next rank is red diamond. We're 92% to red diamond. So we need to get more details because 92% says we're close, but I don't know what I need to do until I click that green bar below it. And when I click on that green bar below it, it tells me exactly what I need to do. It tells me that my currency code is in U.S. dollars because we do have people in Europe. It tells me that I have at least 100 PGV. I've got my personal volume. It says I've got at least 6 people personally enrolled, so I'm good for red diamond there. Oh, but there's an X that says that I don't have 100,000 points in group volume. I only have 91,172. So I'm a little less than 9,000 points short of red diamond, and every one of my other qualifications, including having at least 1 executive and 2 diamonds, all of my structure is in place. For me to go red diamond, all I need is 9,000 more points. which is fantastic. I could be working with anybody within, you know, my 8 levels to make sure that I'm getting those 9,000 points. Now, what you can do, one other thing you can see, which is nice, is once you get to diamond and above, lifestyle bonuses and pools are really important. Lifestyle bonuses are the cash monthly bonuses. Pools are the percentage of overall company BV. And so you can see right under the word rank advancement, it says you qualify for lifestyle / pool bonus at your current paid as rank. So I don't have to worry about that either. I don't have to go research on the compensation plan. I already know that I'm qualified there, and the system tells me. So it makes my life really easy to say all I've got to focus on is getting another 9,000 points. Now I can work with whoever I want. Now, I may say, gosh, I know it's the 21st of the month. I got 9,000 points in the bag. I know that's going to happen. I wonder how close I am to crown. If you see where it says red diamond and there's two little arrows, one left, one right, you click on the one to the right, it's going to show crown. And it's going to say that I'm 64% to crown. And at crown, we have two different ways to qualify at crown. We have a 50% rule plus the structure rule. And it gives me all the information I need to know whether or not I'm qualified at crown. So we're not going to go through all those details, but basically as you start to move up in rank, you can see how the system really leads you to the information you need to be able to be successful to make sure that you don't miss rank advancement. Now, if you're a consultant or a director or an executive, hitting a rank advancement could mean hundreds of dollars. When you're a diamond or a crown, it could mean thousands of dollars, maybe even tens of thousands of dollars. So it's really important that you get this platform so you can see where you are. But more importantly, we knew to get to Red Diamond, we needed about 9,000 points. Who are the people that are going to get those points? Probably other people that are close to rank advancement. So let's click on that little house. Let's click on that little logo in the upper left. And we're going to go check out a different box. It's our fourth box. So if you scroll down a little bit on your homepage, you've got three boxes across the top. And your fourth box, which is the one furthest to the left in the middle row there, says upcoming rank advancements. And you've got Miranda McKenzie, who's us. We've got Cornelius Frost. We've got Armando Eves. These are all people that are our highest ranking people. Gives us a little snapshot. But we want to dig in. We want to find out what's really going on in our business. So you can click view all upcoming rank advancements to see who's close to getting to the rank. So it's going to take a second to pull up. Lots of data getting pulled over. Lots of people pulling at that data. So I want to make sure that everyone, you know, has a few seconds to have that information pull up. But it's going to pull up, your list of people and the most important button that you're going to be looking at and focused on. Just like in the other report, there was a column called difference. In this report, there's a column called percent complete. And so what we're going to do is we're going to sort by that percent complete button. If you click on it once, it's going to pull up from lowest to highest. And then if you click on it a second time, it's going to give you the highest to lowest. And so what you're going to see, I'll wait a second till it pulls up for everybody. I'm getting some text saying things are a little slow. Well, that's understandable. We got hundreds and hundreds of people that are on the line here. But you're going to be able to see the people that are closest to the rank that they're shooting for. And it's going to start with your 99 percenters, then your 98 percenters, then your 97, and all the way down. And so these are people that are really, really close to hitting their ranks, and you're going to be able to help them to be successful. And the thing that's nice about this is that this is an open platform, and you'll be able to train other people, and we're going to actually create a webinar that's going to show you all of these things. So I'm going to go through this training a couple times. Once I figure out how to keep it nice and tight, we'll make it even faster. But so if you have it sorted by percent complete, our friend Clayton Beckett is 99% on the way to director. And we know that because not only does it show the percent, but it shows what rank he's going for. Right below is Rosanna Harvey. She's 98% to executive. Kylie Noriega is 97% to director. So we can click on Clayton, click on him or click on his ID, either way, and you're going to see that Clayton only needs one point of BV to get the director. All of the other green marks are checked, but you can see that he needs one more point. He's a $24.99 of $2,500, and he'll be a director. Now, boy, that would be a shame if somebody didn't email or text or call Clayton and say, hey, you need one more point to get to director. If you go to the next person, if you shut Clayton down and go to Rosanna Harvey, she's next. She's 98% to executive. If you click on her, you'll see that she has everything except personally enrolled active associates. So she needs four active enrolled to be an executive. She has her personal volume. She has her group volume. But she just needs to have one other person that she's already enrolled order, or she needs to enroll a new person, and now she'll be executive. So it's really, really easy for you as you start to get to the end of the month to see who to work with. Now, you might say, gosh, this is a lot of people, and I got all these people. I'm going for Red Diamond, and I got all these people that are in the 90% range. Who do I want to work with? Well, you know, you might only want to work with people that are, you know, in your first three or four levels. You only might want to work with people who are going for the rank of executive or higher. So you can sort and sift. You can, you know, filter, and I don't have time to go through all that, but if you click on the top of the column, it sorts it. If you click on the little filter, you can choose less than or equal to, and you can continue to sort and filter all the way down to the most important people that you want to work with, and that's how you drive your business at the end of the month. So we're going to see more and more people as they get toward the end of the month that, you know, they're going to spend more time in their back office. So what we want you doing is during the beginning of the month to be planning and figuring out what your game plan is and setting your business planning sessions with your team. In the middle of the month, you know, from the 2nd all the way up to the 28th, 29th, you want to be doing your healthy happy hours, doing your group cleanses, you know, working your business and talking to folks and sharing gift cards and having fun. And then toward the end of the month, this rank advancement report is going to really help you to get lots of volume right at the end of the month. Now, sneak preview, one of the reports we just requested is the Gold Rush report. So what we're going to show is how many gold packs and how many platinum packs and how many launch packs people have enrolled each and every week. And the more that you enroll, the more money you make. And so we can even use the end of the week as an opportunity to identify ways to maximize income. So there's lots of different ways, and that's what this is all about, is taking action to make your job more efficient and to earn more money in less time. I'm going to show you a couple more reports, and then we'll be done. This call's run a little longer than I'd hoped, but hopefully you're getting a sense of, you know, all of the power and the tools that are there for you. None of this information was there for you before. You would never have known who was close to hitting ranks. And now you can. Just with a couple of clicks, you can see exactly who's close and what they need to do to hit the ranks. So recognition is the last thing. We talked about, you know, being at the leading edge of your business, viewing new distributors. We talked about driving volume, who's working, who's not, you know, whose enrollments are up, who's not, driving ranks at the end of the month, seeing who's close to ranks. The last thing is recognition, and we've got a couple of different ways to look at recognition. And if you hit the home button or you hit the little logo at the top, one of the things that's really neat is it's the fifth box. So there's three across the top, and if you scroll down a little bit, then you'll see in the middle box there, the fifth box, your team's recent activity. And your team's recent activity looks like a Facebook page, because that's pretty much what it is. It's like a Facebook wall. So the information is coming in so fast that there's no way to make all of that information clickable. But if you click on the bottom, that green bar, you'll be able to see all the things that are going on in your business. And so the first one is Milton Boone achieved the rank of consultant. So, you know, if it's in the beginning of the month, that may not be a big deal, but if we get toward the end of the month and it's the first time that he's ever done that, that could be pretty exciting to post on your team's Facebook page. You know, Eddie McCarty enrolled Haiti Rueda. Well, maybe you know Eddie well and you want to congratulate him. You know, this could be Eddie's first enrollment. You know, so there's lots of information about who's been enrolling, who's achieving ranks, and, you know, it just gives you a really fast snapshot. And if you start to see certain people's names showing up over and over again, you know, if you start to scroll down and you see Milton Boone and Milton Boone and Milton Boone, you know, if you start to see Eldora Turpin and Eldora Turpin and Eldora Turpin, or Jana Simon and Jana Simon and Jana Simon, or Zelda Merkel, and so now you can start to see, wow, these are the people that are working. These, it's just another way to look at the business so fast, so real time, for you to be able to reach out to somebody to call them. Now, like I say, you can't just click on their information. You might have to write that down and then go to another report to find their information. The last report I want to talk about, if you go to the homepage, it is not actually available on this fake database, but it's under organization. And if you look at the pull down for organization, it's the fifth one from the bottom, and it's called rank advancement by month. So this is kind of your official rank advancement reports. And since we created all the data, you know, and kind of everybody started almost like yesterday, we don't have history, we don't have volume history, we don't have rank advancement history, we don't have commission history. So there's certain information that just is not available yet. We're trying to figure out a way maybe to put in some history. But you can see all the data that's in here, and you can imagine how hard it was to create all that information. And now to start to go and create months and months and months of back information, it's just a whole nother level of effort. But what you would see here is in the bar, it says available periods, and you could pull up last month, March, and you would see all of your people who advanced in rank, and you can sort it from highest to lowest, and you can see, you know, who are the people that you can recognize either by phone call, by text, by email, by Facebook. So there's lots of different ways that you can use this information to drive your business, to drive activity, to drive new enrollments, to drive volume, to drive ranks, to recognize people for working hard and thank them for what they're doing. And, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, we're going to try to take this database and put it over into the phone app, and so that we can have the same open platform for the phone app as well. And I can tell you that the sorts of things we're working on with the phone app are crazy. You know, we're going to be working on some really great new stuff with the phone app. So, you know, we're working through some bugs. We're working through some kinks. We're, you know, continuing to make things smoother, and we really appreciate you pointing stuff out that, you know, isn't the way you want it exactly. This is a very powerful platform. It's a very flexible platform. And, you know, in weeks it'll get better. In months it'll be amazing. And, you know, for years and years and years it'll be available to you to build your business, drive your business, and to take action and make your life more efficient. So hopefully you found some value in this training here tonight. Like I say, I'm going to try to go through a few more times with a few other people, focusing on the most important things. And we'll also try to put this link up and the password and information up as well before the end of the week, whether it's on the front of the website or whether it's in your back office, so that you can start to show people. So I guess we'll put it on the front of the site so you can show people, show prospects, do a training, and click around and learn. You probably know many, many things that I don't know, or you can discover things that I don't know. But ultimately, we'll create a webinar as well so that, you know, click by click, that'll be recorded so you can see the best parts of the system. And as we launch new parts of the system, we'll also focus on creating training videos. And that's further down the road. But bottom line is, you know, we want to open up this back office so you can show and see and learn and train and do what you need to do